All right, so this is the Board of Lister hearings for 1471 Colchester Point Road. We'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record.
Okay.
Then you'll have 15 minutes to state what you feel the value should be and why.
Okay, that's not really why I'm here. I'm really here just to see if the data is right.
Sure.
If I have no sense of what
this might be worth. Sure, and then we'll deliberate. We'll recess to deliberate, and you'll get a notice from the board's decision within 14 days of the close of the hearings. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
So let's go around the table for the record. Robert Vickery.
Robert. Jerry Barrows.
Jerry.
And?
Jim Hamilton.
Okay. Great. So how can we help you?
Yeah, so my questions fall into two categories. One is, are you describing the house accurately, and then what impact that might have on the assessment? As
sure.
I say, I don't have a point of view. I know that the starting point is right because that's what I paid for the house, so it clearly was market value. When I look at what was sent, and I've never seen this before, but the first, it looks like there was someone owned the house, a Sinclair or someone prior. I don't know if that's when John Fishman bought it from or if that was John Fishman's purchase price. And then he built the house. And there doesn't seem to be any change in the value of the house between that number and then our purchase at $1,000,001. And I wonder, what was that? Was there an intermediate appraisal, or was John only paying taxes for a couple of years on the $500,000?
We talking about right here?
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't see that far.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Yeah, we go from 245 to $1,000,001, which is okay. when we bought.
So that's the record. That's the deed record.
Yeah.
So looks like Lake Vista LLC purchased it in 1994, or was the owner at that time, and then Sinclair Ann Trustee purchased it in 2000 for $245,000.
Same number.
Same number. And then that there's another deed. There's two deeds recorded at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's two lines there. Maybe going from the Sinclair to the trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you purchased it in 2004, we have a line for that for the book and page.
Yep.
And the price paid. And then when you transferred it to a trust in 2010, we have a line there.
Yep.
So that's the deed history. And the purchase prices of that. That's not the assessed values. That's just the purchase prices.
Okay, so when John built the house, did you reassess?
Yes, we would have, yes.
And what is that number?
I'd have to go into the record and find that.
Okay, I would like to know what that
was. Sure, let me see if I can get that. I don't know if I can or off this computer, but I can. Let me go in and I'll ask.
Or you can let me know after the fact. I mean, it's just, again, I'm just trying to gather data to see whether this makes sense or not.
Yeah, I can go ask. I'll go pull it up.
Sure.
It's probably the 1.1. I'll be Google that.
Okay, thank you.
I think Ann St. Clair was a realtor, so I wonder if she was the trustee for
sort of what I thought.
Oh, interesting.
It was a very old camp, and they knocked it down. There'd be something in there.
Yeah. It's not there. Yeah.
It's an interesting house. And when we bought it, we pretty much understood that we'd be a limited audience who would like a house that's so up and down and spiral stairs. Mm-hmm. We have a dog who won't go down the stairs. He has to go outside to go downstairs. So we recognize that the price may not be reflective of what the market actually the ability to sell it actually is, right?
And that's what this is all about.
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, as a second homeowner, one of the things we really fear is that at some point the people in Vermont decide that they need to charge second homeowners something significantly more than, and if the starting point is now double what it was, that could become a very scary number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's tempting, I understand. Governments need money.
All
Are we still on the record? Probably.
Be careful what you say.
There.
Has this gone as smoothly as you hoped?
I think so.
Everyone's really prepared, and
yeah.
Bob is our assessor, and
yep.
we are both realtors
yep.
that volunteered to
okay.
be here.
Oh, that's great.
Because we understand taxation and valuation,
yep. Yep.
which go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
However, the assessments were last done in 2011,
mm-hmm.
and in 15 years, there's been such a drastic yeah. dynamic change in market value.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what assessments should be based on.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's absolutely understandable.
It's challenging for the average taxpayer to understand
mm-hmm.
that trajectory if they aren't involved in it.
If not in the market, right?
Right.
Right.
And further, it's challenging them for them to understand that our budget is our budget. We've already voted it in.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean that the taxes are going to increase the
right.
same the
assessment. Unless the mill rates change at some point.
Right.
Okay. So, going back to 2003 reappraisal.
2003, okay.
The assessment was $691,200. Okay, 2011 reappraisal, we changed that to $1,152,900. And that rate value remained until today, or until this reappraisal.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Second question. The area as shown on the appraisal or on your
the sketch
data sheet seems to be about right. It's a 20 by 40 house and it's stacked up. Would that not include the loft in the living room? Is a loft considered a room? So to lay this out for you in your mind, at the lake level, which is, I think you guys are calling the basement, which is a walkout level, is the bottom floor. And then there's an intermediate floor, which is the bedroom level, and then there's a top floor, which is the living area, which is with the living room and a kitchen, and then above that it has 20 plus height ceilings on that top floor. There's a loft. So my question is that loft a room?
I don't see the loft being added to that at all. From
so
what I'm
seeing. I see a basement that is semi-finished.
Finished.
Finished.
Oh, it's always been finished.
But yeah, this.
If that's what you're calling
semi,
a walkout.
Semi above grade, so it's walkout. So it's assuming semi above grade finished basement, a first floor, and then a second floor above that. And there's
yeah.
no loft area above that.
And then a loft area above.
Right, but we're not assessing any loft area.
Okay, and is that on purpose, or I'm just looking for information.
I think it's either an oversight or just not on there. So.
Okay.
So, Bob, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
We've got first floor, and I presume that might be where the bedrooms are?
I've never been in the house.
Upper story finished and three-quarter story. So we have two more.
So the three-quarter story is above the garage.
Oh, okay.
So this also shows the garage as,
yes.
as well as the...
Yes.
Okay. So that is not at all clear on this. So this is house and garage. But the square footage is for the house only.
This is the house facing the water.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The garage.
Yep.
So all of this is included in this whole area here that's assessed for the building.
Okay.
So that's all included in this. So the whole building.
Okay.
Now we could do this and call this outbuildings.
Mm-hmm.
We call this a second living building, which would mean we would assess this as another living building,
okay.
another house, accessory apartment type thing. And then if that was the case, then we would have a whole separate card for that particular
just building.
Just for that building. But instead, we're including all the information of this building, in this, and in this.
So, first floor, upper.
Three-quarter story. Yeah.
So the living room, if you will. So that's the 2,400 square feet.
Yes. Yep.
Then all of this is garage and walkways, etc.
Yep, included in that, yep.
Okay, I'm just a little confused. So now, so one of my questions was on bathrooms. We have three bedrooms, but in fact, there's only, it's a two-bedroom house, not a three-bedroom.
Is there a bedroom house. Yeah.
But there is a bedroom in the guest apartment.
Yep, that's why it's.
But it's only a two-bedroom house.
Yeah, so because there's three bedrooms on the entire property, there's a bedroom here, two bedrooms here, there's three bedrooms.
Right, but you wouldn't sell it as a three-bedroom house.
Oh, we would.
As a realtor?
We would if there are two bedrooms here and a bedroom here.
Even
is
though,
this an accessory? Does it have a kitchen or?
Yeah, it's got a little kitchen. It's above the garage, so it's separated. It's in a separate building entirely.
There would be three bedrooms.
You would call that a three-bedroom house?
So here's what we would
okay.
do.
All right.
I mean, we could take this and call it a separate building altogether. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have an assessment on it, just like this, for this other building. Okay, and it, we would have all this and all this just for that building, which is fine. We can do that. That's not a problem. Sometimes it's easier to explain and easier to understand because you don't have to add all this stuff up.
Right.
But what ends up happening is this building ends up increasing in value because it's standalone.
Sure, no, I understand. Correct.
So by including it, we are actually reducing the value a little bit.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not,
space.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that. I'm just trying to understand, as I said. So. Yeah, when we bought this house, we considered it a two-bedroom house because this is the part that you would live in. You, you know, you wouldn't put your one-year-old child over in a bedroom.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. So to me, it was a two-bedroom house when we bought it, and we recognized that, not a three-bedroom, which is the maximum for our sewers anyway. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So that then means that the total bathrooms... Full bathrooms include the bathroom in the...
That's correct,
over
yes.
The, over the garage.
Yes.
And then the two half baths are then correct.
Yep.
And then just below that is extra fixture, total extra fixtures, is that?
Yeah, it's all the outbuildings and anything that is not included in the base rate of the building. So pool would be an outbuilding.
There is no pool.
There's no pool?
Okay. Do you have a double vanity, two sinks in one of the bathrooms?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Extra fixtures.
Okay.
Two sinks in the apartment bathroom.
In the apartment bathroom.
Yeah.
And then two kitchen sinks.
Two kitchen sinks.
And then...
So there's...
Let me do this. Two sinks in the house bath, or the apartment bath, you said. And then how about the other bathrooms, the other full bathrooms? How many sinks are in each of those?
One
in each. So two more sinks in other bathrooms, two kitchen sinks. You got tubs, right? Tubs?
Well, it would be concluded in the full bath. So this is anything above a full bath.
Right. Oh, okay. So full bath is given, and the extra fixtures
would be there.
Are all the
extra
things in all the other bathrooms, and yeah.
And then the kitchen sink, extra kitchen sink, and then if there's like a set tub.
There is one tub in the house.
Yep.
And but a set tub, a washing tub, by the washing machine.
No.
No. Okay.
No. Any extra faucets in the garage? Wash like a set tub in the garage.
Hose.
Yeah. This is just interior. So that's whoever when we go through these and we count the plumbing fixtures.
Okay, so these are plumbing fixtures.
These are extra plumbing fixtures.
Okay. Doesn't say that.
Same. Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure how you got there, but So then total rooms would represent?
The total number of rooms in the house, yeah.
Divided by walls or just how the space is used?
So how the space is used. So if you have an open floor plan, you've got a living room, dining room, kitchen, that would be three rooms.
Okay. So let me show you.
And I, just before we go too far, the number of rooms really doesn't have any bearing on the value of the house.
Okay.
It's really more of a functional use. So if you have a house that's, you know, 2,000 square feet and you've got 20 rooms, that's not a functional house. So we would look at that and say there's a functional obsolescence on that. Mm-hmm. And we would assume that a 20,000 or 2,000 square foot house is going to have 6 to 8 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's more of a descriptor to help us understand the breakup of the house and how it's designed. It has no bearing on the value. Okay. So before we spend 10 minutes on the room counts and things like that, I don't want to spend time on things that don't matter.
That's the kind of information that I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it sounds like I got the information that I need.
So you said there's no pool?
No. When John built the house, he put an endless pool in the basement, in the walkout level.
Yep.
So that was they put it in. It's not built. It was not built into the house. So I assume that's where that came from.
Okay.
That we got rid of that. That is.
No pool in the ground.
It wasn't in the ground. It was no pool in the ground. It was sitting on the basement floor.
Okay.
And then he built, the contractors built surrounds and in the room.
And what about a whirlpool or a hot tub?
No.
No, okay.
There is a patio.
There's a patio. Okay. All right. So I'm going to remove those out of the outbuildings.
And how many fireplaces?
One central fireplace with two interior and one exterior fireplace. Okay. So the living room, the master bedroom, and then on the other side of the master bedroom on the deck outside is a fireplace.
Okay.
And there is no enclosed, I don't know if it's meaningful, there is no enclosed porch. It's an open porch with electric screens that roll down, but no doors. The screens for the sun, obviously.
Okay. And that's on the first floor level or the basement level?
No, that's on the what you call the first floor, on the bedroom level.
And on the first, on the basement level has a
screen porch?
No. No.
We have three porches.
Yeah. So that's the covered deck off the master bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That must be a screen porch.
That's a bathroom. That's a laundry room. That's what the bottom level looks like. It's just one room. That's where the pool previously had been.
Okay.
And that's just taken from the other end.
Okay.
And this is the walkout. That's the bedroom level. That's the one sink bathroom at the end. And then the master bedroom is here. That's coming the other way, and there is the master bedroom there.
Okay.
So it's a very small house. Oops. And then the living room with the loft above. Okay. And then the hallway again, looking back. So it's just one room, and then that's from the kitchen through to the living room.
Okay.
So that's sort of the house we're looking at.
Okay.
There is a deck above on what we call the first floor, but the top floor, an open deck.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
And underneath that that's the covered porch.
That's the covered porch.
Okay, underneath, okay.
Thank you, those are great.
Okay, I guess I understand. So now the question is, if I say, gee, I don't think it's worth $2.2 million, I did a private assessment, is that the...
Okay. If you believe that the value is something else and you were to go further in the appeal,
yeah.
I would recommend getting a fee appraiser.
Okay.
To appraise the property.
It seems reasonable and rational based on understanding that you're treating the garage and the house as a single organism, if you will. Doesn't quite make sense to me that it would be classified as a three-bedroom house when they're and that when it's an outbuilding as opposed to
yeah.
the house, but
yeah, there's a lot of ADUs, auxiliary units in Colchester. Some of them are connected to the buildings, some of them aren't, some of them are connected by breezeways.
Yeah.
You know, and in this your case, we included it as mm-hmm. one building.
Yeah.
You know, the only other one I can think of off the top of my head is off Roosevelt Highway, and that particular one, the garage and apartment was built first, and then the house was built
mm-hmm.
second,
mm-hmm.
and then a few years later they said, oh, we want a covered walkway to go connect the two,
mm-hmm.
and in that case we didn't connect those two, we kept mm-hmm. them separate.
Right.
So.
Our other house in Connecticut, we built a barn.
Yep.
We have horses. With an apartment above the barn, and we lived in that while they built our house.
Yeah.
And we moved out. Now that's 100 yards apart, and in Connecticut, they just treat that as an outbuilding.
Yep.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the house as far as they're concerned.
And we do that in most cases if it's not connected.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the one on Roosevelt Highway, we could call it an outbuilding and a separate building. But it's, you know, it's the. It's not in line because they built the garage first,
yeah.
and they did the same thing. They lived in the garage, that's why there's an apartment in it.
As so if ours didn't have the walkway, it would have been treated as a separate building.
Yeah.
Okay. I think John put that in for his mother because she was handicapped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that was a poor decision on his part.
Well, we could separate it too, but it ends
yeah, no, I understood.
The price per square foot ends up being more.
Yeah.
As a separate building.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That makes yeah. sense. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the
thank you for coming
time
in.
And the clarification.
Thank you. Enjoy your summer here.
Thank you very much. Good luck in the rest of these.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.